Sports this hour being brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply. 7:46, Wednesday, 11th day of March. Julian James in this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Cold. All right.
A little frosty out there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Today.
Nice. Pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty. Nice day in the neighborhood today, 11th day of March. Yeah, we're thinking home and thinking spring, right? Home and garden show this weekend. So come on out and see us. Today, TV journalist Sam Donaldson is 92 today.
Is he's not doing anything
anymore,
is he? I don't
think he's doing. No, I don't think so. I haven't seen television-wise. Yeah,
I haven't seen
92 probably. Yeah. Bobby, well, I know a lot of very active 90-year-olds, which is awesome. Bobby McFerrin. Remember? Come on. Don't worry,
be happy.
There you go. 76 today. Johnny Knoxville. Look at James shaking his head.
No shot on that one for me.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
From
Jackass. I don't know if I can say that on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, you can say it. It's the name of a movie.
Yeah.
You can say it.
Ahead of
James
their time.
Is like, can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
1847 on the date book, Johnny Chapman, also known as Johnny Appleseed, dies on this date in Allen County, Indiana on this date.
It was a real person. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Johnny Appleseed. Recently.
So it really isn't. Oh, never mind. You already said it. Moving on.
He's
an American,
urban legend, I guess is what you would say.
Right.
But it was real.
Yeah. Real guy.
Yeah.
1888, 400 people die with the famed Blizzard of 88
when
it strikes northeastern U.S.
Hmm.
They're read on that?
No.
Read up on that. It's a great story. 1888, a long time ago. I know, you're looking at me going, you read something?
No.
Did you actually grab a book?
Did you get the Cliff Notes, Bob?
I got the Cliff Notes on that one. It was great.
It was posted in a trade publication.
Yeah.
You caught it.
It was in the trades. I read it, yeah. Because radio was all over it, man.
Yeah.
1892, the first public game of basketball is played.
1892.
Eat Your Noodles Day. Had some noodles last night. Yeah. Obviously, Johnny Appleseed Day today.
Mm-hmm.
Oatmeal nut waffles.
Oatmeal nut. Never had them.
Okay.
But that's interesting.
I haven't either. They sound good.
Yeah.
Oatmeal nut waffles. Might have to try that. Wash Your Nose Day.
Okay. Moving
on.
What's the commercial we hear on the radio all the time? Navage.
I wash my nose out every day, and I'm having lunch. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, doctor.
No germs for me. I've been well all year long with Navage.
The Navage is.
Wash
I
it
irrigate
daily.
My nose every day, and I'm like, please, I'm enjoying my soup.
When they always cracks me up. When they go irrigating.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I used to irrigate when I grew up. That was irrigating a crop. We're
really,
irrigating your nose.
It's a nice visual.
How about wash your nose?
Gross.
Flush it. I don't know, something. But you're not irrigating
anything else.
It.
Yeah.
I know. It always cracks me up when they say that you irrigate your nose.
Crack me up.
I'm like, what? Irrigate it? Thinking like I gotta go. We're raising crops. That's where you're irrigating. 50% of us wet our toothbrush before putting toothpaste on it. Where are you?
Before,
I do both.
Yeah. You do both?
Yes.
You're not consistent?
Wait a minute. Before and after you put toothpaste on?
I'm not consistent with wetting my toothbrush.
Either you... Really?
No.
Either
I'm
you do or
before.
You don't. It's just like today I'm going to leave it dry or tomorrow I'm going to wet it or
what?
Really?
Actually.
Really?
I didn't know this.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah, I wet it before every single time.
Yeah, I do too.
Every single time.
Because it helps with the toothpaste get going when you put it in your mouth.
Well, I irrigate my mouth.
You irrigate your mouth before brushing, right? Oh, boy. Okay. So you just random.
I'm random, Bob.
Do you think about it? I'm really curious about this now.
Okay. If I think about it, I wet my toothbrush.
If you think about it. Otherwise, you just...
Otherwise, I'm like, yeah.
Huh. Oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
I didn't know that either.
Hey, something we didn't know today. Study finds the average person eats how many pounds of lettuce every year? Ooh.
11.
11 pounds.
11
of lettuce.
Pounds.
I would say 150.
30.
Oh.
30 pounds of lettuce. That's a lot of lettuce when you think about it.
Yeah.
That's heavy. That's a lot of lettuce.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know how much a head of lettuce weighs, though, either.
About 40 gallons of ranch dressing, probably.
Too. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Oh, hey. A little shout out to Elise Meingast. She was born, American born in Berlin, 1912. She turns 114.
Wow.
Wow.
You mean she's in Berlin now?
No. She's yes, yes. She was American born and she's in Berlin now.
Okay.
In her 30s, she did move to California, worked as a seamstress, raised three children, and settled in California where she still lives today now. She does.
Wow.
She lived, 114.
Cool.
114. You can imagine hitting 100 and thinking, it, yeah. Even if you knew, I go, hey, I got 14 more in me.
Yeah.
Wow. Midlife crisis at 50 and you're not even halfway there.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Okay, here. A quarter of adults have forgotten how to work out either fractions or percentages, and even fewer remember how to calculate the mean, the medium, or the mode. The mean is the average. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
You're used to, and you add up all the numbers and then divide them by the number of the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the medium is the middle value.
The mode, I don't remember at all.
Actually, the mode is the value that occurs most often. If no number is repeated, then there's no mode for that.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't know if I could do fraction. I don't know.
Weren't we just talking about this the other day?
We were talking about this the other day. I'd have to really sit down and...
Everything is so automated.
Yeah. It's a lost art now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do
it. Yeah.
I was never good with fractions, though. Those are always not for me.
Well, they teach them differently now, too, than when I went to school. Because I'd try to help you. You got the kids with fractions. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know how you're doing this. Show your work.
I'm of no use to you. Sorry, kids. Good luck. According to PetSmart magazine, 24% of all pet owners, Julie, James, have tasted their pet's food.
Well, we've already been
through that. I know. I remember that. I was not here that day you talked about that.
Yep.
And if I recall, you have.
Yeah. I mean, I was younger, right? But...
What's that have to do with anything?
I was a kid.
Younger by a couple of days.
Tasted the food. Have you ever tasted the cat's food?
No. God, no.
Emilio's?
No.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'll do...
I never even really even think about it.
There's
it's like wet my toothbrush.
Yeah. There's a horse feed that's just like molasses and grain. That stuff's...
Sweet feed.
Yeah, that's nothing. Down that like it's nothing.
You'd eat that?
Tried it before, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, it's just molasses and grain, essentially.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Granola.
It's, yeah, not that different.
Exactly.
Just without a lot of the sugars, probably, but.
Smells good.
Yeah.
So when was the last time you tried this?
I mean, I was a kid.
Oh, you were a kid. Okay. So it wasn't like just recently. It's like you changed foods for your dogs and you're going, I'm going to taste this and see if it's any better.
But I remember a dog and cat food and a dog biscuit.
Wow.
They just smelled different, and I was like, I wonder what this tastes like.
Okay. I'll bet that's a higher percentage than 24.
People are
curious.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to hurt you. Might upset your stomach. I don't know.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Yeah, kids. Yeah. Kids listening on the way to school this morning, disregard everything we're saying this morning. Okay, moving on. Which animal has three hearts? And blood is blue.
Oh, man.
Walrus. Or a manatee.
That's a good guess.
I don't know this.
These are interesting.
Blood is blue.
Octopus.
Oh, I should have known that. Yeah. Love octopus.
Aren't they? They're cool.
They're really smart.
Yeah, they're just really cool.
Some people think they're aliens.
I mean, blue blood, three hearts. I mean, isn't that?
Three hearts and blue blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not that crazy.
Huh. Which fruit is technically a berry? Banana or strawberry?
Banana.
Banana.
Right. Strawberries are not berries.
A treat.
Yeah. What food can last 1,000 years without spoiling?
Honey.
Wow, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
As long as there's no sugar. Honey.
They have located honey that they have tried and tasted in Egyptian
tombs. I was going to say they found it next to the burial.
And in perfect shape. And I've tried it.
It's amazing.
Wow. What farm animals have best friends and become stressed when they get separated?
Cows.
Yes. Cows do that. What's the name of a group of flamingos?
Ooh.
See, everybody's learning lots of things today, huh?
It's a
flock.
Close. First letters, right?
I don't know.
Flamboyance.
Oh, yeah. Flamboyance of flamingos. I know it's a murder of crows.
Right.
It's the famous one.
That is the famous one. Flamboyance is the name of a group of flamingos. So next time you see a group of flamingos, you can really impress everybody around you and go, hey, you know what a group of flamingos are called? And you just remember this. Flamboyance.
Why don't they just call it a flock? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, which intelligent marine animals, which there are a lot of them, I think, give each other whistle names?
Dolphins.
Yes.
Yeah, dolphins.
Talk about smart.
Yeah. Their brains are like twice the size of humans, I think, or something like that.
Now, let me throw this one at you. What slow-moving animal can hold its breath longer than a dolphin?
A whale.
Killer whale.
No. I would never guess this.
Twice as long?
Killer? Oh, no.
What slow-moving animal can hold its breath longer than longer than dolphins? I just gave it away. Sloths.
Hmm.
You believe that?
Oh, I was thinking another marine.
Yeah, I was thinking underwater, yeah.
Right.
But you said slow-moving, so that wouldn't really make sense.
Yeah, nothing slow-moving in the water. Yeah.
Why do
you won't last very long.
I wonder why they can do that.
I know. That is interesting. What color were carrots originally before orange became common?
Purple.
How'd you know that?
I don't know. I think I remember seeing that somewhere.
Now you see them again. You can buy
purple carrots. Maybe that's what it was then.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm gonna have to look.
Purple and white and orange, yellow.
Do they taste differently?
I don't think they taste differently.
Oh,
not that much.
So it's all for
subtle
visual purposes.
No, it's a different. Just different components to it.
Okay, here's something I want everyone out there listening to do this. I'm going to ask you to hold your nose closed, all right?
And irrigate.
And now we're not going to irrigate. Going to hold your
nose. I'm out of here.
And we're
going to
hold your nose closed. Okay, we only got a minute here, so everybody's going to do this, and then I'm going to tell you what you got to do, and you got to try to do this. So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, both of you get ready to close your nose, and everybody out there listening. Close your nose and hum. How can you do that?
Yeah, I can't really do it. Kind of, I mean, not really humming. I guess it's more like.
Julie, do that again.
It's it's not really humming. It's different.
You can't hum.
Maybe.
You can't do it when you block your nose tight.
It is.
I can barely hear you in the background. All right. There you go. Have an awesome day, everyone. Fox News on the way next. Julie James, have an awesome day.
Thank you.
You're listening to KROE Sheridan from your Synergy Home Care Studios.